The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and yeah, for sure, I am thrilled and honored to be introducing all of you to this fabulous hit show. And many of you know who Darcy is, but today I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. You know, you're going to get to experience Animal Soul Wisdom Radio and what it means to tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, masters, all of the above, all the work that Darcy does to help people fully understand their absolute brilliance. Today, we're talking about relationship harmony, Animal Soul Wisdom to the rescue. Now, let me just say a little bit about Darcy, but you're going to hear a lot more because we're going to be doing a lot of shows together. If you think about somebody that has committed, dedicated for life, a passion for spirituality and self-development, you're thinking about somebody that travels along the way and looks at the connections that she personally makes in life. And through those connections, what happens is you now start to become a certified Reiki master, or maybe what you do is you discover this incredible gift you have for communicating with animals. If it is any of that, coupled now with this incredible mediumship, and then also learning how to work with the angels, and especially Archangel Gabriel. That's what today's show is about. That's what we want you to get ready for. That's what we want you to tune in to. Darcy, it's great to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here. What a warm welcome. I'm really excited.
It is exciting. But, you know, every bit of excitement, and especially about what we're talking about, starts with a journey. And it starts with when we start to hear about saying yes to a direction in life. And I don't think there's just one yes. There are many, many yeses, right? Yes. But for you, you know, you have a lifelong learning experience, bringing your gifts and talents and an incredible gift. Where did it start for you?
Dr. Pat, I was waiting for this question, and I'm so happy that it's you that's asking me this. Because I was listening to your program, and every day that I listened to it, I felt better. It was around the year of 2005, and I was going through a divorce, and I found you on KKNW, the Dr. Pat Show. Mm. And I always felt better. I felt inspired, and it just really made me feel more optimistic and, you know, about my future. And one day you had this contest. You were asking women, you know, do you want to start your own business, and encouraging them to submit their ideas. And my understanding was that they were going to submit their information, and then your marketing team was going to help them to make this, you know, become a reality. So I listened to that and thought to myself, and I set the intention that one day I'm going to have my own business and I'm going to be on your show. And so here I am this many years later.
But, you know, along the way, though, it was interesting, though, after you heard that show, you know, what you decided to do and what you decided to do in the world for yourself, meaning, you know, off you went and you said, I'm now going to fully explore and step into something. And what I love about this is we don't always know what the something is. And yet at the same time, we're willing to jump in and move forward. What was that like for you? Because you went on a journey and you started to self-explore and discover and learn things and, you know, take classes and then discover your gift and bring it to the forefront too.
Well, it was also on KKNW that I learned about a Reiki class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the same timing. And I knew that that message was for me, that everything in your life would be in this nice flow, things would go better. And I thought, that's for me. So I signed up that weekend and doors started opening. Things came in. From that very first class, I learned that I was working with the angels. And during my sessions, my practice sessions with friends, messages came in from people that had crossed over and then animals. And I just was open to it. Things just kept showing up. And my life felt like it was maybe in someone else's hands. I was watching a movie and it was very magical. And it was really about trusting. And I was at the point where I was just open. You know, I'm creating a new experience, a new life. And I opened my arms wide to receive, as they often tell me to do.
Mm. You know, I think what happens with us is we go through life's experiences, and especially what happens to us is we go through challenges. And I want to ask you, because, you know, my story a little bit, your story a little bit, is we're in the middle of a personal crisis and we hear something. And, you know, fast forward to today, you get to be the witness for so many people now who are also experiencing things not necessarily going so well in their lives, but more importantly, they want things to go better. You know, what have you discovered, you know, for yourself in what brings you to the place of helping others shine so much?
When I talk to people, I feel their energy and I see their soul. I see the potential. I see myself in them. I know that they can do it. I feel that I've had most experiences or somewhat like most experiences that people contact me for. And I have a lot of empathy and compassion for people. And I also see their animals and their guides or their angels, you know, helping them and truly, you know, being their cheerleader, saying, keep going, keep going. And I think that often, just like communicating with animals, often it's having that conversation and knowing that you're supported. Somebody gets it. They've been there. They walk the path. It really can help you to move forward. And I want to say move mountains, because it really can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can move mountains. And, you know, part of this, too, though, is really shining a light on what it is you discovered. So let's talk a little bit about Animal Soul Wisdom. That's the radio show today, but it's also very reflective of what you do and how you do it. And we're going to talk a lot about it during the show today and perhaps even take some callers. And for those of you out there that want to hear something really special. But Animal Soul Wisdom is really what we're bringing to the forefront, what we're announcing. This is sort of the introductory blessing day of it. What does that come to mean for you, and why is that so important today to bring it out to the forefront?
You know, as the animals started coming in, I saw a lot of things that were difficult to see, difficult to witness, some horrific events, and I've seen how we've treated animals, and I see their unconditional love for us, their souls, and what they're trying to do, how they're not only working to heal us, they're healing the earth, they take things on from us, you know, they do everything. They're so loving and giving. And I've always heard, you know, tell them who we are.
Yeah.
You know, show them who we are as a soul. Tell them how we're helping them. And they really, this is the time on the earth where they're really stepping up and they're stepping out. You know, just as we're being asked to shine, so are animals.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are saying, hey, you know what? I'm helping you with clients. And I just took that illness from you and I was able to kick it out. So you're better now. I mean, they're really amazing. And so it's time for animals to shine and for people to help them to do so. And so I'm grateful to do this.
Yeah, let's talk about this idea of animal soul wisdom and, you know, your gift and talent for communicating. Not many people understand or fully understand the very special relationships that we have with our animal friends, but you do. How did that insight come to you?
Well, I have always loved animals, and they've been in my life from the time I was a child, and I had this connection with them that I didn't really know what it was. I just really related to them. I believe that we have a lot of past lives, and I think that that's a factor. I also believe that we experience different species. You know, we may be human, we may be something else. That's just something that I've come to believe. So I think all these things factor in, but my heart connection with them is, it's so strong. I understand them. I feel one with them. And, you know, they asked me to do this, and I do it lovingly and very willingly.
Mm. Well, today we're going to talk a lot about that. And, you know, the other part of this is, for those of you out there, we're going to talk about what this relationship and what relationships are. You know, how do animals come to the rescue for all of us? You know, what is it that they do? How do they see beyond what we can see? How do they feel beyond what we can feel? And most importantly, what is the guidance that they bring to the forefront for us that help us in our lives every day in pretty much every way? Darcy Pariso joining me here today. We're launching her fabulous show, Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Also, we're going to take callers throughout the show today, probably get some insight. When we come back, we're going to talk about relationships. Yep. Two dogs and a chicken. And I think that could be a country music song, Benny. What do you think? Two dogs and a chicken. We'll be right back. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. For those of you out there, if you want to find out more about Darcy, go to DarcyPariso.com. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to see brand new site, a lot of exciting things. It's really kind of cool that all of you get to take this journey with us, you know, as we do this and actually watch how transformation works. And that's really what's kind of cool. It's not just talking about things and bringing these insights to you, but many of the folks that I get to work with, I actually get to see change happen right in front of my eyes. And then so do you. You know, today we're talking about, you know, this idea of relationship harmony, animal soul wisdom to the rescue, and what that means. Now, Darcy, this is where, you know, we're talking about what our animals bring to us, what their gifts are, why they're even in our lives. And, you know, what's so important about those relationships is that we see them, honor them, know them, love them, and recognize that there may be a deeper purpose to how they help us either keep the same old story or get rid of the same old story. So how do our animal friends, at least from your perspective, because you're very, very connected, how do they help us? What are they here to help us with?
You know, they'll help us with any area in our lives that comes up. It's anything from, I get calls about maybe cats that are, there's inappropriate urination. And a woman called me recently and said that, you know, the cat was peeing on the husband's shoes, his side of the bed, you know, anything that belonged to him. They'd flip the mattress, they would do everything they could think of, and they did have their cat checked up by a vet. You know, he was clearly upset. So when I tapped into the cat, he told me that the husband wasn't helping his wife, and she really needed help. You know, the woman confirmed that she was exhausted. She was going through a difficult pregnancy. She was at home with a busy toddler, and she kept telling him, I need help. But he continued to work long hours. And, you know, maybe that was what he needed to do, but this cat was fed up. So he took a stand and he made it clear that things have to change now. And the woman said, well, I'm recording the call and I'm going to talk to him about this. Mm. I didn't hear from them. I'm hopeful that, you know, things changed. But animals will take things upon themselves. You know, if we don't address the situation, they will. And that's just one common story. But there's just lots of things. You know, even walking a dog. If your dog is aggressive when someone's walking by, you know, you have to look at yourself. What's going on with me? You know, do I not feel safe in the world? Is there something in my past I need to look at to, you know, address and to clear?
I mean, when we're looking at our animal friends, we don't know a lot of times, you know, just let's just talk about this for a minute. You know, we don't know a lot of times why they're in our lives. You know, we almost operate at some level quite intuitively. But yet there's some wherewithal that we do have that they are part of our journey. They're part of the relationships we're in. They know when our relationships are in harmony. They know when our relationships are not. And so, you know, the question is, do you ever wonder if they get tired that we're still hanging on to that same old story and ask when we're going to get rid of it, right?
Right. That's
your
question.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I often think that too. They're going, oh my gosh, you know, she's still got that going on, wow, or he's still doing this. It's really funny. It reminds me of the movie A Dog's Purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that, Dr. Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a cool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, listen, it's hard not to revere our animal friends. I mean, if you think about the people that you work with, right, and where they are and what they're doing in life with themselves, and you think about how they want so much more to understand, you know, their lives, and to understand why things may or may not be happening in that way, they call you, right? And so the question really is, you know, you must have seen or you must see so many things every day, you know, the readings you do with people, the sessions that you do with people, all of the above. And, you know, these stories, these things that we hold on to, how can our dog's purpose help us with these? For example, how can our, you know, cat, our pet hamster, you know, I had a friend that had a pet snake and literally the snake told her everything to do. But this is what they're here for. What is it that we need to know about how to coexist with them?
Yeah, you know, they will step up. They'll be our mirrors. They'll take on our things. And the dog's purpose, you know, this dog, Bailey, talked about how he had to first get to know himself. And then he had to learn how to relate with people and relate with the world. and that his experience depended on his own ability on how to be in the world, how to read cues. And he felt the world was very confusing and complicated. And it's not unlike, you know, our relationships with the world. It's the same thing. You know, they'll take on all kinds of things, and they are always trying to communicate with us and send us messages too, and that's how they help us. You know, I find that if we'll take time to talk to them and treat them like we would, any relationship that's important to us. A friend told me that his dog often stares at him, and especially when he's on the phone. He just walks up to him. And he said, "Why is he doing that?" I told him, "Well, you know, tell him what you're thinking." And he said, "Oh, okay." He went and laid down. And that's all they wanted to know. They just wanted to be, you know, they want to understand what's going on and how does this affect me.
Mm. And don't they pick up the energy, though? I mean, you know, we think sometimes we're isolated in our own selves, right? We come home from work, we're having a bad day, and we think, you know, look, nobody else is really paying attention. But that is not the truth. That is so far from the truth in so many ways that we're not mindful enough about our own behavior, our own attitude, our own vibration. And they are. I mean, do they miss anything?
No, they don't miss the trick. They don't miss the beat. And they are always scanning us, and they know exactly what's going on. And it's funny because when you talk to them, there might be things that have occurred that you've forgotten about. You know, you've gone through all your thoughts, your emotions, and so on. And then suddenly you ask them one day, you know, what are you doing with me? Like, how are you helping me? What are you teaching me? I asked my dog this just like a couple of days ago, and I thought that I knew what she was doing, and I do. I know a lot of what she's doing. She's helping me. She's a teacher. She greets people. She helps with readings. You know, she's a busy little dog. And her response to me was, "I'm helping you with your grief."
Wow.
And I was floored.
Wow.
And I thought, of course she is, because they know our emotions. They know, you know, our energy changes. And I had some, as part of this energy of clearing things out, you know, I had some old things come up. Some grief was with it, the emotion of grief. And I knew, I absolutely knew that it was true, because for a couple of nights, she had been crying in her sleep.
Wow.
And I would just reach over and put one hand on her and send her some Reiki energy, and she'd fall back asleep. So, and it was just a small period of time, a slice of, you know, 2 days. But she called it out immediately.
Mm.
And that's what they do. They take on our things. So we have to kind of be careful. It's important that we are clear on, you know, what we're doing and what we're experiencing and those emotions behind things. Even if it's a physical issue, look at the emotion behind it, because your animal's going to take that on.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned earlier, we were going to talk about relationships, two dogs and a chicken. And so many people don't think chickens have much to say. And, you know, we see them as, I think, if you think about the role that a chicken plays in our society and the process of developing and being able to just keep giving of themselves. I mean, and I'm thinking, of course, about, you know, how we revere them. Eggs, of course, is a staple in our lives in terms of our food. But we don't understand chickens. And you were going to share us a little bit of a story for us today.
Yeah. And I really love the stories from the animals that we don't expect, you know, them to say these things, because it drives that message home. And if we have time, I'd love to tell you about this iguana that I met. So a friend, Karen, called me and asked me if I could come over and talk to her chickens. She was concerned because the younger chickens in the flock weren't getting along with the older ones, the hens. And as one group approached, the others left and so forth. And, you know, she wanted them to all get along and be happy. So when I tuned into the younger chickens, the first thing that they said was, "Well, you know, they didn't roll up the red carpet when we arrived." And that was a surprise. And then the older hen came along and she said, "Well, you know, just because you live next door to someone, it doesn't mean that you should expect them to enter your home. You need to be invited."
Mm.
And so there they were. You know, they had this neighborhood issue, and it was about boundaries and respect. And the same kind of thing that, you know, we would have in our lives. Mm. And another thing, Dr. Pat, was Karen had also asked me, you know, who's jumping over the fence? There's this old neighbor dog next door, and he's very sweet. He can hardly see. And the neighbors are telling me that there's chickens in their yard. So when I asked who it was, these two little chickens, Mary and Chippy, their names were. So Mary and Chippy were four-month-old Americanas, and they were giggling like little schoolgirls. And they said, ha ha, you know, we're the more adventurous ones in the flock. And this is a game that they played. And it was that thrill of being caught. And, you know, is he going to catch us? Is he going to see us? Are we going to make it back to the other side?
Mm.
They had such personalities and they were really fun.
Well, I mean, you know, for so many people, we are so struck by our animal friends and how they show up in our lives every day. And what does it come to mean? When we come back, we're going to talk about what I think is one of the most revered animal friends we have, almost, you know, majestic, powerful. When we think about them, you know, we often think of performance. We often think of power. And that is what we're going to talk about next. You know, what is it that we can learn for next steps to better relationships? A cat, a dog, and a horse. Darcy Pariso is in the house. For more information about Darcy, please go to her site, darcypariso.com. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can schedule your time and session with Darcy, tell you a little bit about what that looks like, that and much more. We'll be right back.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. We're talking with Darcy Pariso joining me here today. This is our debut of Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Relationship harmony is what this is all about today. Animal Soul Wisdom to the rescue. You know, Darcy, before we kind of move on to talk about what are the steps to a better relationship, can we just find out a little bit from how people can work from you with you, how they can schedule their own session, and if there's anything else that you can tell them about how you do work with them around their insights and their animal friends?
Okay, certainly. People can contact me. They can go to my website. It's darcypariso.com. And there's contact information. There's sessions that you can choose. You can read all about my services and the things that I do. And that'll also give you, you know, gives you a phone number, emails, but the contact information is best. And how I work with people is most often it's over the phone. We can do Skype calls over the phone. I do some in-person sessions, and that's primarily when I'm working with Reiki or any energy modalities, healing modalities. I might have people come to my home, and we'll schedule that. So it'll be mediumship readings, animal communication readings, any guidance that comes in. And often it's crossed. You know, as you, what happens a lot is animals will create the situation, and we'll address that. It'll be, he's doing these things, and it's because there's something going on with you. And in the meantime, you know, there's some guidance. Maybe their guides come in or their angels come in. It might be, you know, a deceased friend that has something to say. So they can cross over, and I'm good with that. That's fine. So, yeah, that's the best way to contact me.
Awesome. Okay, so here we are. We're thinking and we're looking and we're talking about relationships. And, you know, I don't know about the people listening, but I know that when I've been, you know, in, like you said, divorce, breakup, you know, there's that part of our lives. Those animal companions, our friends that are so near and dear to us. But yet we don't really understand how they can be there for us, or why they are there for us, or how they're acting, and as if they don't know what's going on in our lives. So what is it that goes on with them about, you know, the changes that are happening in our lives? What is it they pick up on that? And, you know, I was referring before, you know, clearly when we think about a horse, we have a very powerful and impactful image. Whether you've watched the movie Secretariat, or you've watched any show whatsoever that has anything to do with our animal friends, the horse has been known for its power, but most importantly for its freedom. So tell us, what happens when relationships change? What are the expectations, and what can we do?
Oh, you know, they pick up everything. They're sponges. So they take on our emotions. And sometimes it comes out in behaviors, and sometimes it comes out in an illness. So if, you know, you might learn that your cat or your dog has a thyroid problem, and it may be that you have that because you haven't been taking care of yourself. So it could be physically. But a lot of, you know, everything that you have, they take on. And cats are better about taking our physical issues and kind of getting rid of them, kind of kicking them, moving them through. Dogs may do the same thing. They will. They'll do it to help us. But sometimes they have a more difficult time with that. But the animals work together and heal themselves too to push out energy and our emotions and, you know, our illnesses, the things that they do take. So there's that. But when things change, it's really important that we don't always know that things are changing. Sometimes things come up with animals and we don't know why, you know, what's going on with them. And it can be about us. Most often it is, but not always. So when a relationship changes, the animals can sometimes turn against each other. And what's coming to mind is I was contacted about two dogs that were fighting and they were drawing blood. I mean, it was very vicious. Husband and wife were separating them, and it was a mother and a son, and they had talked to everyone. They had gone to vets, they had talked to behaviorists, and just couldn't figure out what it was. And what the mother dog told me was that, you know, enough is enough, that our agreement is up, that she was to help her son for 1 year, and the year was up and she wanted him out. He needed to find his own family. And I, you know, looked at this intuitively, and I saw that there were things going on in the relationship that were similar. So they were acting out a lot of the things that were happening in the couple's memories and their past relationships, just all kinds of different components and parts were being played out. It actually got, you know, a little complex.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll do that. Sometimes it's very simple. It could be, oh, he's doing this. Well, do you do that? Oh, I do. I didn't see it.
Yeah, we don't think they interact like that, and we don't think they even think. But what you're saying is, not only do they pick up on the energy, but they are in reaction and response. What
yes,
do we do when that's going on?
You know,
what have you seen? What kinds of things have you seen or have helped people with? Because the bottom line is, you know, people really see what's happening to their animal companions. You know, they see it in behavioral changes. We see it in sadness. My dog all of a sudden decided that every time I watch television, he would turn his back to me, a full collie, full-grown collie like Lassie, turn his back to me and right in front of the television, and like he was watching the television, and just sit, not lay down, just right there. And, you know, you don't think about, well, wait a minute, is he really watching the TV, or is there something else going on, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, with animals, you never know, because there's always things going on under the surface, it seems. You know, but some of the things that I've seen are animals that are going into a new home, and or they're rehomed, or they're coming out of a shelter, and they're stuck in fear, and they're stuck in grief, and it's they, you know, people will call and say, I feel so bad because he's so fearful, or he won't let us touch him or heal, whatever. And I've had animals that have hide, you know, they would hide, or they are aggressive and they bite. They're great with their people for a week or two, and they think things are going well. And then maybe a new family member comes in or friends come to visit, and they become aggressive. And the couple will call and say, we don't understand what happened. He was doing well, and now he's become someone else. So it's really important that we talk to them. We talk about changes. We tell them, you know, what they can expect. And we have to reassure them and tell them, you know, you are safe. This is your forever home, and I'll always come back. And tell them that their past is over. And show them images in your mind of what, you know, what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tell them what you want them to do. It's always, you know, in the affirmative. The positive, this is what I need from you, this is what I want. And you have to role play it, and you have to have, you know, really some consistency and some, you know, good boundaries to help them through this. Things can be turned around pretty easily. And often a conversation, if they don't know what to expect, and you can tell them, you know, this is your forever home, and we're going to help you, and what do you need? And the animal might say, you know, give us something specific. He might need help with like Bach flower essences or rescue remedy or something to help him to feel what calm feels like, because he doesn't even know what that is. He may show me that he was, you know, badly abused, and we need to do some energy work, some clearing to get that out of his body.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, as they're really pretty good about, you know, pushing things out, but sometimes they get locked in these patterns and these old stories, and they need somebody to, you know, step in and help them.
Yeah. There's a story that I know you have about a horse. And I talked about that earlier, where I said, you know, when you think about horses, you think about them as powerful, you know, majestic. You know, we see them in the world as just those, just absolutely, just this sense of, yeah, I'm here and I know it. And then, you know, then we find out that they can become more than that. And the reason we know that is you see now equine therapy. You see how horses are being used for children, special needs kids, autism. I mean, it's all over the map. But I think you have a special story about Ruth.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've gone to Centaur Development Ranch in Snohomish County, and I met Ruth and her sister, half-sister, Ella. And with Ruth, her owner, Stacy, her person, was having trouble riding her, and they were just having some communication issues. And it turned out to be, you know, a lot of, like, typical horse training was not the approach we took. And I remember Stacy saying, like, you know, the things you've told me are not what I would typically do. But with Ruth, she had, you know, past things that she needed to get over. And she wanted also to be in charge. Her story was that she recalled the two of them being together, and they were so much in sync. And she was a very spiritual horse, and they had this freedom, and she could do, you know, she didn't have to have a saddle. And they kind of, you know, walked around the world together, and they were like soulmates. And so they had this incredible freedom and this wonderful relationship, deep, they communicated. And now suddenly she was, you know, in a stall, and she was living the life by our standards, you know, and she was kicking back almost literally. We had to be careful around her sometimes. She would bite you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had to talk to her and say, I'm sorry that that life is so, you know, prevalent for you and so meaningful, and you thought that you were going to come back and it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
And it took some work.
Wow. I mean, it's interesting, though, when we're thinking about this, you know, what it is for us that we need to know. You know, we always think we have all the answers, but we don't. We actually have a caller that's called into the show as a question about a cat, Darcy.
Okay.
Why don't we go to the phones, Mr. Benny?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I thought you were going to go to break first and then the call.
Yeah, sorry.
Give me one second. Okay. We have our cat caller. It's Casey from Edmonds. Hello, Casey.
Hey,
welcome to the
Casey.
Show.
Yeah. How can we help you today?
Hi. I actually had a cat and I gave him away to another family. But recently, I've just been thinking about taking him back or having some of my family members take him back because he's been roaming freely and just in the neighborhood. And I'm not sure how often he's getting fed or if he's really being looked after. So I was hoping maybe you could give me some insight just to see, like, where he is or if he's really in the home or just what to do.
Hi, Casey. Thank you for calling. So what is your cat's name?
Kitty Lee. I call him Kitty Lee.
Oh, Kitty Lee. Okay. Okay, so Kitty Lee, and he's in Edmonds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kitty Lee, he's showing me as you're talking, he's showing me that he's in and out, in and out, in and out, that doesn't feel like he's consistently in the house. He says that. And I also feel that he goes like under the house, under a garage. So he's back and forth. There's a part of him that likes having some freedom, but not particularly now. So he feels like he does want a warm roof over his house, or roof over his head. Are you, when you're thinking about him, he's feeling your energy, he's feeling the draw to you. And he, did you explain to him why he's having a new home? Did you talk to him about, you know, was this going to be long-term or was he going to come back to you? Have you had those conversations? Because he feels confused. Because it feels like you did talk to him somewhat, but then now you're thinking about bringing him back. So he's got some confusion about this.
Okay. Well, actually, no, I didn't explain it to him. I never did that. So I just didn't think about it at the time, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, none of us really do.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk to him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell him that, you know, I know that you're feeling me, if you're feeling that I'm worrying about you, and if you would like to come back, you know, I can make that happen. Because right now he's okay, but he does miss you. He does miss you, and he'd like to be with you.
I really miss him, too, and that's why I've just been really worried, because ever since I just heard from some mutual friends that he's not really in the house and, like, sometimes in and out and everything, and so I was just really worried about him, and I'm not sure if he's comfortable, and I have, like, some family members who could possibly take him, or I could somehow take him, so I just wasn't sure.
He says he's surviving but not thriving. And there is a woman that he goes to that feeds him that's close by, but it's not his family. So his needs are met. And he feels like he's put a raincoat on and he's toughing it out and he's surviving. But when I ask him, having this kind of freedom in this lifestyle that he's adapted to, and he feels you and knows when you worry about him, but would he be able to, what does he need? Could he go to a home that he'd have to be an in and out, indoor, outdoor cat for sure, because he's got a strong personality and temperament.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. But I wonder too, though, it sounds like you have a pretty strong personality too, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. I actually, when I first got him, I actually picked him up from a farm, like just very impulsively, just out of nowhere, just went to a farm with a friend of mine and just got him. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's
I picked
mirror.
Up on that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he is your mirror.
Yeah, that's it. And that's kind of fun, though, too, because I think what happens is, like Darcy says, I mean, you get this incredible connection. And, you know, our hearts hurt when we have to do things that doesn't necessarily make sense. But you have a whole new opportunity now. You know, you have a whole new opening to have a conversation and then see what kind of action you do want to take, right? And that's got to feel freeing for you. That was great, Darcy. Wasn't that great insight, though?
Yeah. Thank you so much. I didn't realize, I just hadn't thought about it before to just, like, really try to talk to him myself like this. So, and just
you can
explain,
talk to
like,
him.
Why he's there.
Yeah, you can talk to him from anywhere at all. And if you need help, contact me and we'll ask him, what exactly do you need? And this is what Casey can offer for you. Is that something that you can do? Is this something that a place where you'd stay and be your forever home? Is that what he wants? Because he's a bit of a free spirit, too. Like he's really on the fence. He wants to be with you, but he kind of likes roaming, too. He wants it both ways in a lot of ways. So it sounds like there's some negotiating to do here.
Yeah. Are you describing the cat, or did you just describe me, Dr. Pat, right there?
I think you and Casey.
Boy, that sums up my personality, Casey. I don't know. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and please feel free to get a hold of Darcy and follow up with her and get whatever other information you need.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Darcy, I love that what we just talked about. And thank you, Casey, for calling in. I love the idea, and we don't really know this. Sometimes we think, okay, for whatever reason, you know, the relationship with our animal friends have changed. They've moved on. We've moved on. We don't really think that we can have ongoing communication. And what you shared was just brilliant. Can we do that not only after the fact if our animal friends and companions are still alive, but can we have those conversations if they've moved on, if they've passed?
Oh, certainly. In fact, animals came in through mediumship to me before they did physically. People started calling me and saying, well, can you talk to my dog or my cat? And I went, oh, I guess I can. It's really the same energy. And, you know, after they cross over, they still help us. They're not done. Animals are in our life for a reason, and they're here to help us. They'll take things on. They're our mirrors. They bring up emotions. They do whatever they need to do. And sometimes when they're done, they just get up and leave, and they go to another home, or they cross over. But they're still there on the other side helping us. And they can even do it more so because it's just easier for them. They tell me that all the time.
Mm. You know, so often we don't really think about our animal friends in terms of the journey that we take side by side. I mean, clearly we have love relationships with them. We understand how special they are to us. But at some level, we miss an opportunity, I think, you know, to really communicate with them. And isn't that what you're helping us with today and what we're doing with the radio show and beyond? Is more than just that thing we can cuddle up with. there's actually some insight and wisdom that they want to share with us, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, they want to be seen. They want to, like I said, they want to shine. You know, there's a Ruth, you mentioned the buckskin quarter horse. You know, she said it best after an animal communication class. She was over a ways in the field watching us all day, but she was never really included. So at the end of the day, she was brought into the arena and she started kicking up her hind legs and running around and just putting on this, you know, this wonderful show. But she would always stop and she'd walk over to the fence and she'd look at like the six or eight of us, look us each on the eye. And she was saying, do you see me? Are you watching? Do you see me? Mm. And then she'd go back and do it again. But she really wanted to be seen.
Mm. Kind of like us, right? I mean, you know, there's that famous line from Avatar, the movie. And, you know, I think it's one of the most telling parts of relationship where, you know, when two people are looking at each other, and these weren't considered people, you know, they were somewhere in between people and / animal. And one of the characters says to the other, I see you. And that thing right there, I see you, is a seriously important. Now, we have another caller. I think, Darcy, we may have time to get him in right now.
Okay.
I know the show. We've got about 3 minutes left. Mr. Benny, why don't we try it?
It's Kellis calling in from Seattle. Kellis, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Kellis.
Hi. I'm just a big fan of Darcy, and she's totally changed my life with her readings. And I wanted to call in and give her that credit. And also, yesterday was the year anniversary of my cat, Tybalt, crossing over, who I've talked to with her and wanted to see if there was any new information. He's been doing a lot, so I know.
Mm. Oh, so you're looking for new information on Tybalt? Did you say Tybalt?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to see if there was anything else.
Okay, anything that he has to say?
Mm-hmm.
He's showing me that you're making some changes in your life. Like you're on this path going forward, but you veered off to the left, and he's giving you a boost, like a paw on the back. He's saying, he's giving you this push. Keep going, keep going. He says he's supporting you. What's new in your life?
Well, my husband left me 6 months ago. And I started doing yoga like every day and working out, mm-hmm. and I've lost like 15 pounds and I got my Reiki attunement after 20 years of energy healing without it. And I'm learning to communicate with animals and a lot has been happening.
Wow. Wow. Hey, you know, I would love to, let's do this because I know we've got about a minute left. Darcy, I think you two need to connect.
Oh, definitely. Kellis, you need to call me because I felt that you were on this straight path. You opened the door on the left and you're going to take off. And now I know exactly why. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's really, he's going to help you. He's going to be your guide. He's going to give you communication, help you. He's your link. He's going to be one of your links.
Yeah. Wow. I feel it. I wanted to validate you. The first story of the urination on the bed, that was my sister, and he did stop peeing. He did.
Oh, good.
Oh, good, funny.
Wow. Thank you, guys. I can't believe how quickly the hour has gone by. Darcy will be here with us on a regular basis, so just mark it down. Please pay attention to our newsletter that goes out on Transformation Talk Radio. And Darcy, one more time, how can people find out more about you and get a hold of you?
It's darcypariso.com. Darcy Pariso is Paris with an O. And also check out my website because there's an upcoming class on April 21st and May 5th. And we're going to be communicating with horses, working with energy and wisdom, and helping you to learn about yourself. And I'm working with Stacy Lewis, a life coach, and her beautiful horses up in Snohomish. That's going to be a lot of fun.
How does it get any better than this? Thank you, Darcy, for a great show. Amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. And we've got a new website coming for Darcy. Wait till you see this. Woo! Benny, thank you for pushing all the correct buttons today. And thanks to all of you for being the best listeners on the planet. Best listeners on the planet.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.